Welcome to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford.
Stephen is extraordinary. This is going to be Stephen Frears, who's a filmmaker. To say he's a filmmaker is an absurdity. He is the most prolific, brilliant, beautifully observed, wryest filmmaker that we have. So many of his films we have loved. Dirty Pretty Things, The Grifters, Philomena, The Lost King, Richard III. I remember he's so dry. I went to a Q&A about Richard III and Finding King Richard. And somebody, a young person in the front row, said, "Oh, Mr. Frears, what do I do if I want to make a film?" And he said to him, "Well, make a film." Oh, he said, how do I do that? You know, I can't get a grant. I mean, he said, "Do you have a mobile phone?" And the boy said, "Yes." He said, "Make a film on your mobile phone." He said, what will I do with it then? He said, "Enter it into a film festival for very, very short films." He said, "How do I find out about that?" He said, "Go to Google." The boy had his hand up again. Stephen Frears then said, "Next question," and turned to someone else. He is extraordinary. He has worked with some of the most remarkable actors that we know. He made, for me, a fabulous film called A Very English Scandal about Jeremy Thorpe. And that caused some anxiety here at the Oldie when we had Norman Scott come to give a talk about his book. And Norman Scott saw a painting that there is here of Jeremy Thorpe, and we were slightly nervous, but he was thrilled to see the picture again, thought it was very lifelike, and was delighted to be back because Jeremy brought him here so often. I've no doubt that Stephen will tell us more about that particular film and just some of his amazing films. He gets to the truth. There is no one who observes life more accurately, more wittily, more intelligently, and with great discretion, allowing the actors to act and the picture to tell the story. Would you please salute a silver screen evergreen storyteller, the great film director, Stephen Frears!
Thank you very much. I was going to talk about that painting of Jeremy Thorpe.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Closer to the mic, Stephen.
The painting of Jeremy Thorpe, it just seems so exciting. Apart from that, what can I say? I'm sorry films are so long. I'm sorry they're so poor. And if you want me to be really topical, I asked Peter Mandelson if he knew Jeremy Thorpe, if he'd met Jeremy Thorpe. He said that Jeremy Thorpe, he'd asked to meet him because he wanted to be in the House of Lords. So Peter Mandelson went to Tony Blair and said he wants to be in the House of Lords. And Tony Blair said, "Well, there's a procedure which he should follow whereby his party nominates him." There you are, this gossip point. You're all journalists, that's what you live on. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Radio Oldie, brought to you by Bailey Gifford. Why not get 3 trial issues of the Oldie magazine for just £1? Sure you'll enjoy it. We'll then charge you £25.75 for every 6 issues. Just go to checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter "old trial" as one word in capitals. That's checkout.theoldie.co.uk/offers and enter "old trial".